Vayter in Shasbir and Nazir Daf Nun Hey, picking up at the very top of the page. We had a discussion yesterday about Tumas Eretz Amim. Is the reason why a person who leaves Eretz Yisrael, goes to Chutzarts, they become Tame. Is it because of Gush, because of the land itself? Because maybe there's Kvarim there that are not marked off properly? Or is the reason because of the Avira? Just the airspace of it being outside of Eretz Yisrael already is going to be Tame someone. The Nafka Mina would be if someone's in a Shita Teva Migdal, they're in some sort of box, then maybe that could stop it from being in the ground, from the dirt itself, of the graves not being marked. But from the Avira, once you're in that Avira, that has a major impact on you. They're going to become Tame. Says Gemara Leima Kitanoi. Let's say it's Machlokas Tanoim. Hanichas Eretz Ha'amim. B'shita Teva Migdal comes in one of these things in some sort of carriage, a trunk, or a closet. Rabbi Mitami is going to be Mitami. The person, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Huda Mitami, says his Torah. My love, is it not so that Rabbi Savar Mishum Avira? He's just because of the Avira, just the airspace itself, and therefore, even if it's some sort of thing, it's still going to become Tame. And Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Huda, Savar Mishum Gush, is just because of Gush. And therefore, if he's in this Teva, that protects him and stops the Tame from coming up. Ah, beautiful, says the Gemara. No, nope, that's not what this is. Ella, rather, I'm sorry, I added that word. Lo, tekule alma mishum gusha. It's because of gush. It's because of actually dirt itself, the ground itself. And this is machlokas. Mar sever ohel zorek shmei ohel. Av Yosef, Rabbi Huda says, an ohel zorek, that's an ohel that's moving. The shita teva migdal, that's on its way and it's moving around. That's considered an ohel. It's still going to make sure that it stops the tumah from occurring. Mar sever, namely Rabbi, lo shmei ohel. It's not considered ohel. It's not considered a separation and stopping the tumah. Unless it's stationary and staying in one place, then it's going to be shmei. But if it's moving, then not. And that's why the person is going to become tame. V'otanya. In fact, the Gemara, what do you mean? You're telling me Rabbi Yosef Yehuda is saying that if you have this thing over here, which is a zarek, it's a ma'asavar ohel, zarek shmei ohel, it's considered an ohel. In other words, it's considered still that it's stopping the tumah from going through. But I'm going to tell you, not like that. Yosef Yehuda Omer, teva shimalei kelim, we have a teva that's full of kelim, full of utensils. So zarek al pnei ha'meis ohel, and he threw it over a dead body, and the ohel, then what's it then? Tumah, it becomes tumah. V'imais ha'munachas, but if it's stationary, then Torah, then it's going to be Torah, it's going to be stopped, it's going to consider like a separation between the two. So you see straightforward there, Yosef Yehuda says that when it's moving, when it's being thrown, it's not considered stopping from the tumah. So what are you going to say now? Ella, the Gemara says, let's switch on the whole thing. Dukuliyama, both of them over there, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, and we're going to say that Mishum Avira, that really the whole reason why there's a Tumah in the Amis Amim is because of Avira, because of the airspace. Umar Savar, Kevin, the little Shchicha, and one of them holds, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says, since it's not Shchiach, it's not a normal thing for a person to go into another country in a box or in a trunk, a closet, carry, something like that, lo gozer rabbanan, they weren't gozer in such a case, and therefore the person would not become tummy. Omar Sava, that's Rebbe, who says, even though it's not shchiach, gozer rabbanan, they were gozer, and therefore the person will become tummy, even in the box. But Tanya, and we can back that up, we learned in the Brights of Benichusa, Hanichas Laritza Amen, Meshita Teva, Migdal, someone comes in, one of these things, Tahor is Tahor, Bekarin, Besvino, Viscaria, Tame. But if they come in a wagon, a boat, or another type of boat, then he's going to be Tame. This backing up the concept that of Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, that only if it's doing it in a normal way is a person going to become Tame, but if it's not in a normal way, then they're not going to be Tame. V-boy same, or we can actually flip back the other way. And we can say, really, it's not because of Avira, but everyone's going to say it's because of the actual ground itself, that there's a tumah on the ground that it's not marked off properly. And Hacha Shema Yotzi Rosh of Ruba L'Sham Pligi. They're arguing over maybe the person's going to stick his head out and most of his body out of the thing as he's going in through the Eretz Amim, therefore he's going to become Tame. The Hotanya of Abaisa would support this idea of Yosef Yehuda Omer, Hanichas Eretz Amim, Meshit Tevel Migdal Tahor. He's Tahor. Ad sheyotzi l'sham rosha oruba, until he sticks out majority. That is Rebbe. He's nervous that he's going to become Tameh. And Rebbe Yosef is not worried unless he actually does it. And therefore, it's not going to be a problem if he doesn't do it. Okay. Zuck, the next part of the Mishnah. Umaschil umone. This is that afterwards, when he gets started up again, after he deals with all of the tumah de gezachin, so he starts to count immediately after finishing off from all the tumahs that he has in the Mishnah over here. Now, we're going to see this. We saw in the Mishnah that this also includes Saras and Mitzora days. And we know that what they have to do is to shave his hair, he used to shave his entire body during this whole situation over here. So now says the Gemara on this idea that Amar of Chista, lo shanu ela b'nizirus mu'etis. They didn't teach us except for a nizir mu'etis, which means a 30-day nizirus. What does that mean? In other words, that we're saying a maschil mona, it sounds like they're not counting the actual days of his mitzora itself, But over here we're seeing that Rav Chisda says that's only if the Nazir Mu'etz, if it's a 30-day shtickle over there, because you have to have at least 30 days of hair growth that's going on in order to actually shave the head. So if a person has a 30-day Naziris, and in the meantime he becomes a Mitzorah, and then he has to go through a little process of Tumah, of going through being Hazah and shaving off the hair of his body and everything like that, so then he's not going to have 30 days of hair growth, so he has to start counting again, and it's just 30 days. But Lo Shadol Naziris Mu'etz, some of Naziris Merubah, if it's a very long Nazir, it's like 100 days or so, this happens towards the beginning where you're going to have 30 days afterwards, then Mislak Nami Sulkin Lei, we even count this time period of the Mitzorah as part of the Naziris itself, and there's no need to like start over. Mosiv Rav Shirav Yoy comes as the Kasha from our Mishnah, because it says Maskil Umona Miyad Ve'in Mevatel Behen Es HaKodman. He starts to count right away, and he's not Mevatel the days that he had earlier. B'mai, what are we talking about? Elaim Ben Naziris Mu'etz, you want to say that we're talking about a Naziris Mu'etz of 30 days. So to say that he doesn't lose out from the days that come up before, it doesn't make any sense, because Kaboy Gidul Seir, he needs to have 30 days of hair growth. And in this circumstance, you're going to say that whatever days happen before the Teras are going to be counted, then you wouldn't have 30 days of hair growth because he shaved everything off. So it doesn't really make any sense to say that. Beep, turn the page on Hema Beis. El Alav Ben Naziris Meruba. It must be that the Mishnah is talking about a Naziris Meruba, which is more than 30 days. And Im Kol Zeh. Vikatani, the Mishnah says, Maskil Momiyad, that he starts counting immediately, which means that we don't count the time of his Mitzorah and while he's in his state of Tumma over there. Emfred himself, who Mosiv Love, who Mefaragla, he asked this question and he brought the answer. Binezirus Bas Chamisham Yom. The Mishnah is talking about a case, the way Rav Chisda wants to say, is a 50-day Nezirus. The Yosef Estrin V'Yisilida Beitzaras, a person who kept 20 days of the term. And then he got Tziras. Megalech Tziraso, the Hadar Yosef Tlosin Yomin Denazir. Deha Islay Gidul Seir, because in such a case he has Gidul Seir. So again, what's the case? What happens? A Mitzorah has two different shavings that occur, right? In the beginning of the process and then at the very end of the process. So what happens over here is we're talking about a 50-day Naziris, where a person did 20 days, he then becomes Tameh, and then he goes through the whole process. When he finishes the process, he then has another 30 days, and what does he do? He finishes off those 30 days. So when he meant that it's a short Naziris over here, he meant not a total of 30 days, but it meant that there's a short Naziris that's left to his Naziris from the time he becomes a Mitzorah. So it could even be a 40-day thing, and he gets Tziras on day 10, and then he goes through the process of the Mitzorah, and whatever's left afterwards, he goes and he finishes off 30 days, and then he already had 20 from the beginning or 10 from the beginning, but it's a 40-day thing, and therefore he will be able to have fulfilled his 50 days, not counting the time when he was a Mitzorah, but we count the days from before as well and the days that are after. And that is how Rav Chisda answers that. Well, it's answered up for Rav Chisda. We're gonna have a few more questions on Rav Chisda, but we're gonna stop for here, my friends. I want to wish you all, until next time, I want to wish you all a great, great day.